Okay, let's review Yuma Daf Chav Tes. The Daf starts out by going through six different things where the reverberations or the secondary element of it is actually worse or more powerful, stronger than the primary element. It starts out with Zuama de Shimsha, Kashi Mishimsha, V'Siminayich Dana de Chala. It starts out by saying that the heat of a cloudy day is more difficult than the direct heat of the sun, and it gives a simon to remember each of the items. Over here it talks about a jar of vinegar where you open up just a tiny hole in the top and the smell is overwhelming, and it goes on to give five other examples. For instance, here Hurei Avera are even more difficult and more powerful than Avera itself. Sometimes a hot day at the end of the summer is hotter than a hot day at the beginning of the summer because the heat has been building up for such a long time. Another example is how learning something old, something that you once learned already, is sometimes even more challenging and more difficult than learning something that's brand new. The Gemara then goes into a drasha on the pasuk Lam Natzeach al Ayala Sashachar, and the Gemara relates the pasuk to Esther. It says Lam Nimshla Esther la Ayala. Why is Esther compared to an Ayala? Because just like an Ayala has a very narrow womb and it's always Chaviv al Baila, its mate is always very excited about it. In love with it, so too Esther was beloved to Achashverosh each and every moment, Kishar Rishona, as if she was a Basula, as if it was the very first time. Not only that, but Esther is also compared to the Shachar, because just like Shachar is Sof Kala Laila, so too Esther is Sof Kala Nisim, in the sense that the Nase of Esther was the last Nase that was Nitan Likasev, that was able to be written down, even though the Nase Chanukah happened after the Nase of Esther, but the Nase of Chanukah was not Nitan Likasev. The Gemara at the bottom of Chavtas Amar Aleph tells us that just like the Mishnah had said that if one does Shechita of a carbon tamid before Alos HaShachar, the halacha is that it goes the Beis HaStreifa, the whole thing is possible. So too, Malika Sa'of, Kmitzas Mincha, the Malika on a carbon oaf, the Kmitza from a carbon mincha, which are the parallel in oaf and mincha to what Shechita is on a behema. If it's done Belaila, it has to be burnt. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, that makes a lot of sense by Malika of an oaf, but by Kmitza of a carbon mincha, why can't you just put the comets back and do it over again during the daytime? So the Gemara says, no, you can't just redo the kmitz in the morning, because klei shares, when something is put in a klei shares at night, like the comets of Kor Milcha, if it's ever put in a klei shares, when something is put in a klei shares at night, it's not makdashit in the sense that it could be used as a carbon, but it's makdashit enough in the sense that it can become pasul. So since the comets of the Kor Milcha is done during the night, it's put into a klei shares at night, so now it's already become kadosh enough that it's going to become pasul, and you cannot just return it back into the klei and start all over again. The Gemara says, well, wait a second, then why don't we say the same thing by Lechem Apanim? That we learn by Lechem Apanim that the halacha is that if Lechem Apanim was put on the Shulchan instead of on Shabbos, first on Sunday, so you should leave it on the Shulchan, not for that coming Shabbos, but for the following Shabbos, for a total of 13 days, because if the following Shabbos has only been on the Shulchan for less than 7 days, it would be absolutely possible. So you should leave it for Yamim Rabim until the following Shabbos. But wait a second, shouldn't we say that it becomes possible by being on the Kli, by being on the Shulchan? So the Gemara explains that when you're dealing with a time period that's right before the time that it's going to become kosher, like Laila, right before the Yom that you're allowed to do a Karban Mincha, that's when a Kli Sharis could be makdish something to the extent that it's going to passel it. But when you're talking about something that's put somewhere well before the time that it's going to be kosher, like the Lechem Apanim that was there from way before, it's in the Kli Sharis is not even going to be able to be makdish it to the extent that it's going to be pasul. So the Gemara says, yeah, but what happens on the Bein HaShemashos of that Erev Shabbos? Isn't that within the Zman, within the time, and it's therefore now going to become pasul? So the Gemara has two possible solutions to that problem. Either Shekadam Vesilko, that we're talking about where you remove it before the sun sets on that Erev Shabbos, or Rav Ashi says, even Bishalokah the Mishalokah, but maybe Shesidro Shalokah Mitzvah, Nasa Kamosh Shesidro Akof, that since it was originally arranged on the Shulchan, Shalokah Mitzvah, in an inappropriate way, we view that as if it were arranged on the Shulchan by a Kof, by a monkey, and therefore it's considered to be something that is not at all like a Kmitza, which is Nikmatz Belayla, and has some Kedusha. This has no Kedusha whatsoever.